And now West Georgia's first news for your Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Harrelson County Board of Commissioners predicting that the existing special purpose local option sales tax tagged on to purchases in Harrelson County will reach a total of $21 million collected for the county and its municipalities around February or March of 2025. County Chairman Ronnie Ridley has predicted that could mean $11 million would be collected by the county alone in 2025 and 26 before the SPLOST 7 period ends. Ridley said last week the county plans for that money to be used solely for the construction of a new Harrelson County courthouse, although a date for that project has not been determined. City Manager of Harrelson County's most populated city of Bremen, Perry Hicks, said on Tuesday the negotiations for SPLOST 7 resulted in a give and take, and good and bad for all parties.
This is a good negotiation that helps for countywide projects. Cities were able to take advantage of the aspect that we received an increased percentage from previous SPLOST. We got our money on the front end. Not only was it increased percentage, but it was increased dollar receipts. So we were able to do projects early in the cycle. The county on the backside then receives the excess proceeds. Unfortunately, there is a downside for the county. They will be receiving inflated costs as far as their projects are concerned.
And while the county does have to wait a little longer for what Chairman Ridley has called a windfall for the county, and inflation could mean that money won't go as far as it may have 4 years ago, Ridley has also pointed out that inflation could also mean that more money will be collected via the tax in 25 and 26 than would have been collected at the start of this SPLOST period as well. Bremen City Manager Hicks on Tuesday said in recognizing this windfall for the county, he hopes that it will result in more consideration for the cities during SPLOST 8 negotiations.
Cities have had, unfortunately, have started receiving growths in population, and so we're receiving some more pressing demands for capital projects, not only recreation projects, water sewer projects, transportation, and public safety. So we would like to see that in the spirit of negotiation that it could be reciprocated in this future SPLOST cycle with the county.
State law specifies that SPLOST may fund capital projects including roads, streets, and bridges, a county courthouse, civic center, hospital, jail, library, or coliseum, a cultural, recreational, or historic facility, a water or sewer project, the retirement of existing debt, and public safety or airport facilities. And only 2 days away from the 30th annual Thomas A. Dorsey Birthplace and Gospel Heritage Festival, the three-day event ending on Sunday with an afternoon gospel performance that will also celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Thomas A. Dorsey Birthplace Choir. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.